Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Gary Moore, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He is the author of a number of books, including Faithful Finances 101. He's a financial advisor, financial planner extraordinaire, having had a significant career on Wall Street, which he tries not to mention too often these days. And he's quite often, you'll see his byline in very thoughtful notes and ideas on ethical investing. And he's here to talk to us about a very important topic, and that's inflation. Gary Moore, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim. It's always like talking to John Templeton. You know, his theology of life was a theology of humility. And every time I hear your show, I'm just so impressed with how humble you are.
Exactly. That's me. That's what they call me around here. Absolutely.
The smartest man in radio.
That's exactly right. Hey, Gary, thanks again for hanging out with us. I started warning people about inflation and the potential for stagflation a couple of years ago, maybe 2 to 3 years ago.
I started
bringing the, in fact, I've had economists on this show to argue with me that there's no chance of inflation was in check and no chance of stagflation. And within a year, one of those economists came back and said, I think you might have been right back then.
Yeah.
Tell the audience what I'm worried about.
Well, we're having inflation, Jim. It depends on how you define inflation. Most economists believe it's like in the price of refrigerators and real estate and so on. But what we're having inflation in right now are the financial markets. The stock market's doubled. The price of bonds. We have never seen the price of government bonds the way they are right now, which means the yields are actually the lowest since the Great Depression.
Right.
And so what's happening is all of the money that's the Fed is creating and credit and so on is going into the financial markets. And sooner or later, give you an example, I live in Sarasota, Florida. And what the realtors tell me, we have a barrier island called Longboat Key out here, mm-hmm. which is populated by a lot of hedge fund managers and so on. And what they tell us is after the markets have had a huge move, they see all these guys take cash out of the stock and bond markets and pay cash for million-dollar condos.
Yeah.
And we're beginning to see some of that here in Sarasota. Every week, it seems like we used to read about the price of our real estate going down. We're now reading that there's a shortage of properties and that prices are rising.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're beginning to
see financial inflation. That's the definite. You just gave us the definition of inflation. Too much cash chasing too few goods.
Well, that's Milton Friedman. It's either cash or credit, Jim. Either one can do it. But both are, as Milton Friedman tried to tell us, monetary phenomenons. And right now, I read an article last week where Bill Gross, the manager of the world's largest bond fund, and you never hear bond managers say this because inflation is their most deadly enemy, but he actually advised a group of investors last week to be 75% position for a return of larger inflation and 25% hedging against a decline. So he believes inflation's right around the corner, as does Warren Buffett.
Well, think about this. I mean, and I don't know if you had a chance to read my article from last week.
I did.
Where I talk about where in my simplistic way of, you know, trying to explain how this affects small businesses, we polled our audience. We asked them what they thought about all this quantitative easing. And folks, you guys were very smart. You said, you know, it's not a good. You know, Gary, when the Fed did the first QE, most people think that was justified. When they came back the second time for a second round, you know, most people didn't think it was justified, but they didn't, not much was said about it. This third round, and now this kind of indefinite, they're printing money from thin air, shoving it into Wall Street's pockets. It's not helping the Main Street economy. Small business owners don't they have access to some of it, but they don't want to borrow that money. Gary, this is not, this is the, in my opinion, and I'm loath to contradict Mr. Bernanke, but I'll tell you, I think this is going to cause runaway inflation.
Well, I don't know about runaway, Jim, but I think it's going to cause some inflation, and I think they actually want that right now. I would only nuance your comment a little bit by saying they're not so much printing money this time, which they absolutely can. What they're doing is buying mortgage securities. It's called sterilization. And what,
well, what are they buying that? What are they buying it with, though? Aren't they printing money to buy? Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about this some more with Gary Moore after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.